Welcome back. The coming of Elijah. Amen. This is an interesting topic.
Definitely.
Because Elijah was a very powerful man of God.
Very.
Whenever you hear Elijah, people tremble. Mm-hmm. And our scripture for this talk is taken from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 17 from verse 10 to 12. I read. Amen. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you, the Elias is come already, and they knew him not. But I have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them." The coming of Elijah. Eddie, when you come across a statement like this from the Lord Jesus, you first relax and begin to meditate. Elijah will come. Elijah will come.
Okay.
The first question we would love to ask, because we need to train this lamp of revelation very well. Who is this Elijah that the Lord is referring to here in this scripture?
Read down. You stopped in a verse. The next verse will answer you.
Okay. Then the disciples understood that that's Matthew 17, verse 13.
Mm.
Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist.
They understood. Yes, how can they say Elijah will come and restore all things?
Mm.
And the disciples understood that he spoke of John the Baptist.
The Baptist. Mm.
So Elijah was a man. John the Baptist was another man.
That's true.
So why is John the Baptist understood to be the Elijah?
Mm.
So that simply means the coming of Elijah is actually the coming of an anointing.
Okay, the coming of Elijah means the coming of an anointing. This is interesting because I know Christians, especially from your teachings, you've taught us that Christians do not believe in reincarnation.
No, that is it. It's not a reincarnation. Reincarnation is the same person coming back again. But we Christians believe in incarnation, not reincarnation, but incarnation.
Lisa, incarnation. Can you break it down for us?
Incarnation
yes,
is possession.
Believe in possession.
We believe that the spirit can be possessed of a spirit, can be incarnated by a spirit.
By a spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
And so Christians believe in incarnation, and the only spirit that incarnates actually is the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
That incarnates a man, which is what we call the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Okay. So this Elijah, the Lord Jesus is speaking of here, is speaking of an anointing.
It's an anointing that is promised. God has reserved that anointing. And we see it in the Bible. First, the man himself, Elijah.
Okay.
The Tishbite.
Mm-hmm.
Then he left, we all know the story, and the double portion of that grace he had, the anointing, came on his servant, Elisha.
Amen. That's true.
And remember, they call it double portion. He asked for double portion.
Mm.
He asked for double portion. How do we know he was given double portion? Because he asked for double portion. Elisha, he said, "Take double portion, take it." You know, he threw the mantle prophetically. That mantle was prophetic. There was nothing in that mantle.
Mm.
It was prophetic.
Mm.
Okay, so you take this. This is on me.
Mm.
I am going. This is what I leave behind. Mm. Now, you take it, which is a type of Christ again.
Mm.
Okay, Christ lives, but he leaves his spirit behind.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
And he said, "The works I do, you shall do, and more also."
Yeah,
so it was actually typing Christ in a way. Mm. And so we know that Elisha had a double portion of the anointing of Elijah because Elisha had more testimony, more manifestations as recorded than we see in the ministry of Elijah. Yes. And the coming of Elijah, we are talking about rapture watch. You know, rapture watch. Well, we are watching, you know,
the coming of the Lord.
The coming of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And Elijah is one of those that has been raptured.
Okay. Amen.
So it must be speaking about something concerning the rapture.
That's true.
That we are soon expecting.
Of course.
That's why that ministry of Elijah means so much, you know, to us. So Elijah has you know, that the anointing, the ministry of Elijah, we see in the Bible, was always on the scene when the people of God, Israel, went apostate, forsook the law, forsook their God, and begin to go a-whoring with idolatry and all the worldliness.
That's right.
And put God's commandments away. Then God will use Elijah to restore them back to the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
That is what the ministry
of Elijah,
essentially is.
A restoration ministry.
Yes. We see him with powerful miracles, signs and wonders. It's just those, that is not his ministry.
Okay.
His ministry was not to give people
miracles.
Fruit of the womb.
That's right.
To bring people dead back to life.
To make water sweet.
It was to make everybody know that God is with him.
That's right.
Except God is with you, you can't do these things.
Amen.
So that when he says, thus said the Lord, you will believe. Mm. And the crowning of it all was the Mount Carmel
showdown. That's right.
You know, where you see those who were busy deceiving Israel, the prophets of Baal.
Mm.
And then it's time to show who is God with.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what that
ministry is about.
Is all about.
Okay.
And that is why you see it promised Israel in Malachi chapter 4, before the coming of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5 and 6, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers
to the children.
The heart of the children to the fathers. Before he comes and smite the earth with a curse. And that turning the heart there, you can see it's restoration. Mm. It's a restoration.
That's
it's
right.
A restoration ministry. Because that is essentially what the ministry of Elijah
is about.
Is, you know, all about.
If you if you permit me, sir, in the scripture we read, because
right.
I saw the Lord Jesus using future tense and they're using past tense.
Yes.
In verse 11, Matthew 17, it says, Elias shall truly first come and restore all things.
Yes.
That's why I asked the question that who is this Elijah? Then in verse 12, it says, but I say unto you, that Elias is come already. So it's quite confusing. Elias shall come and Elias is come.
Now that is, and the disciples understood. They didn't ask this question. They asked.
Okay.
But the disciples understood that he was talking about
John
the Baptist.
Why? Because the emphasis is what Elijah will do.
Okay.
And as at the time they were talking, there was a ministry that came fearlessly and did nothing but to call the people's attention back to the word of God.
Amen.
To repentance. And that was John the Baptist.
That's true.
So they quickly knew that he was referring to the ministry of John the Baptist as that Elijah. And anybody at all that you will identify as Elijah in future, he must have this identification in his ministry. Restoring. And it's not just a group of people, but it's a worldwide ministry. It's because it affects the whole Israel. You know, must affect the whole Christian world. Christian world must affect it. So if there is going to be any Elijah coming, the promised Elijah, because I know you are going to ask me how we will identify him. And the same way they identified him is how we will identify him.
You've only told us that Elijah was promised for Israel's restoration, Malachi 4, 5 and 6. And then we've also heard from your teachings, Revelations 11. Okay, now my own question now is, do we Gentiles also have an Elijah?
Yes. In a secondary application.
In a secondary application.
Because the thought of this is primarily for
the Jews. Because this is primarily for the Jews. But now, this is where we come in again. The disciples understood.
Okay.
With all that getting, get wisdom.
That's right.
And with all that getting,
get understanding.
You see, study. Study this.
Yes, sir.
You know, there are characteristics. When you say you are studying characteristics, how do you know that Satan has entered this room? How will you know that the Holy Ghost has entered this room?
By his characteristics.
That's true. William Branham was the one that made this type of statement. God is known by his characteristics. Satan is known by his characteristics.
Hallelujah.
So if you have to know the ministry of Elijah, then which ministry, if the Lord Jesus Christ is telling you that there is now a ministry, he has come already.
Yes.
He shall come first, future.
Yes, sir.
He has come already. But they did not recognize him. Okay. So then the disciples understood. You know, you really have to meditate on these statements.
Because yes, sir.
We're talking about understanding.
That's true.
You know, any man, anybody can make claim, I am Elijah, I am John, I am Gabriel, I am pastor. Somebody will say, what's your name? I am Pastor Gabriel Yejaka. What is the evidence that you are a pastor? Is that there are people you are...
The evident fruit.
You know, there must be people you are gathering and watching over them.
That's true.
But there are people that just go to Bible college and they get some certificate and they attach to their names, pastor, and they are everywhere. You see? So, he said that they tried them that said they are apostles.
Amen.
They found them to be liars. There must be a standard for that measurement. For you to know whether this person is true to his claim. You know. So also with Elijah.
Okay.
Will the Gentiles have Elijah? Now, what does Elijah come for? Yeah. Elijah comes to restore.
Yes, you've established that.
Now, if that is to be established that, now let's get understanding. The Church of Jesus Christ that started from Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 2. About 2,000 years later. Is that the same picture you catch now?
At all.
Now, Apostle Paul prophetically, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
Yes.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
That is the coming of the Lord. He's coming soon. He said, don't be troubled.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Don't let anybody deceive you by any means.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first.
You see?
And that man of sin be revealed.
Fall away from what?
Original faith.
Fall away from the original faith. First Timothy. Correct?
Okay. Chapter 4.
Go on. Okay. Verse 1 and verse 2.
That's true.
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
They will do what?
Depart from the faith.
Is that not another word for fall away?
That's true.
Depart from the faith. And do what?
Giving heed to seducing spirits
and
doctrines of devils.
They will not be giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Did he know? Did God? And then verse 2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a
No conscience iron. At all. No fear of God. Stand at the pulpit, do all the nonsense they do. Now, is that the type of church that Christ is going to come for?
No, sir.
Now, the church that started from Pentecost, it was one love, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
But do we have one faith now? No. We have redeemed faith. We have Catholic faith. We have chosen faith. We have Assemblies of God faith. We have Anglican faith. Every denomination is a faith. The only thing that unites us together is
the
Christ.
Name Jesus.
It's a Christ. The name Christ. To be called Christians. But we are no more one faith. It's no more one love. Because I love you only because you belong to my denomination.
Church. That's true.
my denomination. Mm-hmm. The only attempt that they are trying to come together to still say they are one is the formation of the Christian associations that they have. In all over the world, every country has her own. Mm-hmm. You know, an attempt to come together and not, you know, they know something is wrong, that the faith is no more one. There are some that believe it this way, another one believes it this way, another one believes it that way. So, and is this the church that Jesus Christ will come for? No, he certainly will not come for a church that is confused like that. That is why Christ in Matthew 17 says, Elijah
shall surely come
and restore all things. His future, he shall come and restore all things. So the secondary application of Malachi 4, 5, and 6 is that the Gentile church too, which is the spiritual Israel, having fallen away before Christ will come, there shall be a restoration ministry. So Elijah will come for the Gentile church too.
Before we still come back to the Gentiles, because that's what concerns us the most, the Gentiles.
Yes.
Let's clear that of the Jews. Sir. You've mentioned Elijah, Elisha, John the Baptist.
Yes.
Then
he's coming in Revelation chapter 11.
Revelation chapter 11.
Those two prophets there is Moses and Elijah.
That's true.
Yes.
I want us to bring out something from this, sir, because at the time, Malachi chapter 4, 5, and 6 was before John the Baptist. And then we have John the Baptist coming after that prophecy, and then another Elijah in Revelation 11. Two comings of Elijah after that prophecy was given.
After that prophecy. Now go to Luke chapter 1. Go to Luke chapter 1.
Okay.
Now, if you go to Luke chapter 1, verse 16, 16 and verse 17.
Okay. Luke 1, 16 and 17.
Yes.
And many of the children of Israel
That is the prophecy concerning John the Baptist.
Shall he turn to the Lord
their
God?
This is what the angel was talking to
Zachariah
about the birth
of John.
The prophecy concerning the birth of John the Baptist. And what did he say?
Verse 17 now.
Verse 16 again. Start from verse 15 so that we catch the picture very well.
Okay. From verse 15, Luke 1 from verse 15.
Yes.
For it shall be great in the sight of the Lord.
That is the prophecy of John.
And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias.
First and foremost, verse 16 again.
And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God.
Is that not the restoration ministry?
Yes, sir.
Is that not the restoration ministry?
Yes, sir.
Then this is how he will do the restoration.
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias.
He will go before in the spirit and power. That is, he will go in the anointing that was given to Elias.
To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Now, you know that the angel was quoting
Malachi
4, 5, and 6. Can we read it?
That's true.
Okay.
While we put an eye on verse 17 of Luke chapter 1.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
Yes.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Now, watch what he said he will do.
And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. And the heart of the children to their fathers.
Now, there are two things you're supposed to do there.
Yes.
Elijah that will come, deal with two groups of people. The children.
And the fathers.
He will turn the heart of the fathers
to the children.
To the children. Start with the father to the children.
That's right.
And again, he said,
and the heart of the children
again
to
the fathers. May God open our eyes to understand by rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
If you just read this theologically, if you just read this academically, if you just read this like a literature, you will just skip over it. What are they saying? Turn to the father, to the father, father, to the father, and so to the father, and things like that. Now, you say, but then you will catch something here that the angel talking to Zacharias concerning the birth of Jesus Christ, of John the Baptist. He only mentioned, in quoting Malachi chapter 4, he only mentioned turning the heart of the fathers to the children. That is, you know,
so far
that scripture is concerned. Because that is the part he is coming to fulfill. Turning the heart of the father. Who are these fathers? They were the religious leaders in Israel at that time. Who are these children? They are this New Testament product that was coming up.
That's true.
The disciples and their followers that will come up. Remember, they were nothing as far as leadership, spiritual leadership was concerned.
That's true.
They were their followers. Now, he was going to turn their heart. Yeah, when you say turn their heart, it means there is something there that they are supposed to believe and follow from what the children will be coming. And that is talking about grace.
Amen. Amen.
And who was it? That was John the Baptist's ministry. But after some time, this same children, now you refer to as children, they will, you know, their ministries will go on. They will have people that will follow them. Their followers, with the time, we now have to, like, we call them our apostolic fathers.
That's right, that's true.
Now, they have also given birth to followers. So, you see, now, but now, these followers that believe these apostles, with time, they will depart. And these apostles, who were children in the time of John the Baptist, become have now fathers. Become fathers of our faith.
That's right.
So there will be Elijah that will now turn the heart of those children to the faith of the apostolic fathers, who were one time children also of the Pharisee fathers.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm...
Yes, sir. So from your explanation, sir, so we are seeing two comings of Elijah in this
Comings of Elijah by verse 17 of Luke chapter 1, what the angel was saying. And also, by the fact that Jesus Christ also divided into two. Elijah shall come. Elijah has come already. So you know there are two comings of Elijah.
So going back to Malachi 4, because I want us to properly, you know, precept must be upon precept, line upon line. Going back to Malachi 4, 5 and 6, if I'm not getting you, well, that's why you're here to correct me. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. That's John the Baptist.
John the Baptist came with the anointing of Elijah, like the angel prophesied to Zechariah.
To turn the fathers to the children.
To turn
and
the
then
fathers.
The heart of the children to their fathers.
Yes.
Who is that, sir?
Who is the Elijah?
Feel that Elijah?
Now that is where we come up. Number one, I said that prophecy is primarily for Israel.
Okay.
So we see it in Revelation chapter 11.
Okay. Coming clearer.
It's becoming clearer. Thank you, sir.
Now, you. How do you know? Because it is understanding. It is understanding. Okay? And that means revelation.
Amen.
It says,
verse 3.
Now from verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years.
Yes, sir.
And that is the last 7 years after the rapture takes place. The covenant, as I call it, the covenant of death, when Israel will be entering a covenant with the Antichrist. And then the first 3.5 years, these prophets appear in the scene. He called them my two witnesses. He had already prepared them.
Amen.
He says, he said they'll be clothed in sackcloth. And when he said clothed in sackcloth here, that is, there'll be nothing attractive in their appearance.
It's okay. Glamorous.
They are not coming with flamboyance. They are not coming to dress like a celeb prophet with a bell and ringing everywhere. There will be so, sackcloth does not connote celebration. It connotes
mourning
and frustration.
That's right. Mourning is even the best word.
Thank you.
Zechariah prophesied.
Thank you. Who are these? Verse 4. These are the two olive trees. And you see that in Zechariah chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 3, and in verse 14, also in Zechariah.
That's true.
These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. So God himself has already designed it from the beginning of the earth. That ministry is already reserved for a purpose, has been with him. Okay? And if any man will hurt them, this is where we get it, the understanding now. What will happen?
Fire.
Fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. In the Bible, who is it that had that ability that called out fire?
Elijah.
Thank you. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. Who had that power?
Elijah.
Thank you very much. And have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Who was the one that did that?
Moses.
Mm. That is why we say that Moses and Elijah are the two prophets that we see in Revelation chapter 11 when the gospel will be going back to Israel. It is through them the gospel will come back to the Israel. Why Elijah and Moses is talking about, you know, the law and the prophets, that testified of him.
Amen.
Okay. But more importantly is that it was a restoration ministry. Why restoration? Elijah was known for restoration. Moses too was known for restoration.
Because I was going to ask why Moses.
Yeah. He also had a restoration ministry.
Okay.
But every restoration must be done with Elijah. So he had to stand with Elijah.
Amen.
Okay. So that's primarily.
Yes.
Then secondarily now.
Now that so that is who we see, you know, for Israel. When the revival will go back to Israel.
Yes, sir.
Now, the same thing also. We will now begin to look at from the period that the church went into the dark ages. And the shout began, because the shout, like I have tried to tell the enter-message believers, the shout did not start with William Branham. The shout started with the Protestant movement.
Amen.
Protesting from the cage, Catholic cage, that began to pull people out of Catholicism.
Amen.
And God began to restore all the lights that were killed throughout that period. It started with Luther.
Amen.
You know, it started with Luther. From that period until now, all these past years, all these centuries, among all that God has used, who among them had a ministry that looked like Elijah?
Wow.
What is that resemblance with Elijah? It's a ministry that tells everybody, come back to Pentecost. Correcting errors.
Total restoration.
Total restoration. That was all the message he had.
Total restoration.
Total restoration. That was all the message he had. The same way John the Baptist also had. What was it? Repentance. Come back to God. If you think you will not worship God, he will raise up stones.
Hallelujah.
He will worship God. To worship God. There's a man again that began to come and looked at all those denominations with all their errors that were contrary to the Bible, and came again and with all vindications. When I say vindications, we are talking about, I told you, I said Elijah was not given the ministry of raising dead back to life. That's not his ministry.
It's performing miracles.
It was to give him authority to speak to Israel. You are departing from your God.
That's true.
One of the signs, he closed the heavens.
Hallelujah.
3.5 years,
according to my word, is to call them to repentance. He's not in the business of closing heaven. That's not his ministry. Ministry is to restore back to true worship, back to true God. And in this age, we have searched. I have tried to look around. Somebody mentioned God's generals. wrote a book and that brought, you know, tried to look at all the ministries, that God raised from Pentecost, I mean, from
the Reformation.
From the Reformation until now. And real great men with mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. But none of them spoke like William Branham spoke. He seemed to have a different message. And that is why, and what message? We found out it is the end time message. We found out that that is the fourth part of that growing seed parable in Mark chapter 4 from verse 26. The fruit producing ministry.
That's right.
The seed that was planted can never be harvested until the period where that seed is formed again. And that will be formed by a ministry. The perfecting ministry.
Amen.
And that is why we believe that the man so far we have searched that fulfilled that is that man, William Marion Branham.
Okay.
This and if you have any, you let me know. Because the apostles understood. Jesus did not go telling them John the Baptist in Mark.
In Matthew 11.
I mean, in Matthew 17. 17.
Yes.
Until he come to Matthew chapter 11. Verse 13 and verse 14.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 13 and 14.
Yes.
Okay, and if ye will receive it.
Now go back to maybe verse 11.
All right. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, they are not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
None greater than John the Baptist. Now, let me quickly add. What made John the Baptist great? He didn't perform any miracle.
He didn't raise the dead.
So, when you come and see this great man of God, so what do you use in rating the greatness of a man, a man of God? So, we begin to learn now.
That's true.
If John the Baptist, among men born of women, and this man came up after David, after Solomon,
even after Moses.
Samson, if you are used after Elijah, after Elisha, he came up after all those mighty, even Enoch,
even Abraham,
My God.
He said, none has been greater than John the Baptist. Go on.
Okay, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Yes.
And the violence take it by force.
Yes.
For all the prophet and the law prophesied
now,
until John.
See where we are going now. All
the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Until John. Go on.
And if ye will receive it.
See now.
This is Elias, which was for to come.
This is the Elijah that was promised in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, that is to come. I know you say something in John chapter 1.
John chapter 1.
I know you say something in John chapter 1. And it's very important.
John
In John chapter 1. Because I really want to say something here.
Okay.
Now from verse 19.
All right, sir. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ.
I am not the Christ, so because they were all expecting the Christ.
And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias?
Because they're expecting the coming of Elijah. That's why they asked him, are you Elijah?
And he said, I am not.
Now, can you see something? Now, he told them he's not Elijah. But Jesus Christ said he's the Elijah that is to come. But Jesus Christ, I mean the disciples, even without Jesus mentioning this earlier in Matthew 17,
understood.
The disciples understood that he was John the Baptist.
Amen.
Now then I ask him again. Go on.
Okay. Are thou that prophet?
Which prophet was he referring to? Because Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18 prophesied about the coming prophet.
That's right.
Okay, is he the one? Okay, go on.
And he answered, no.
He answered, no. You know, this is very, very interesting. There's something about the Jews. They believe their scriptures.
Okay.
They believe their prophecies.
Amen.
But the Gentile church does not believe their prophet. Do not even believe
the scriptures.
The scriptures. They were in expectation. If you ask The average Gentile church now, everybody will tell you they're expecting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. They're expecting. But that's all it ends. They know nothing more. Mm. How he will come, they don't know. Mm. When he will come, they don't know. That was the position of Israel.
That's true.
But they knew Israel, they were in expectation. Mm. Are you this? Now, they must be looking for him.
Amen.
They must be looking for him. Please, who are you from nowhere?
Just came up.
You just came up and you are speaking different from the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, the Zealots, and the rest, all the denomination. You are speaking different. Who are you? And he said something.
Okay. Okay. Then said they unto him, verse 22, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us?
Oh, they have sent them to them.
What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Yes.
Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah.
Is he not, he's quoting Isaiah 40, verse 3. There's a ministry there. But now, the interesting thing is that Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, do what? Make straight
the way of the Lord.
Way of the Lord. It means the way was crooked. Is that not another presentation of the restoration ministry?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Set it right.
Set it right.
That's right.
Okay. So what is he saying there? You know, now he is not, don't tell me I'm Elijah. I am the one fulfilling that scripture. I am in the restoration ministry. I came to restore according to Isaiah 40 verse 3. I want you to catch this.
Exactly.
I came to restore. Now, so the point to look at, because even the followers of the ministry of William Branham miss it. A majority of them, largely the majority of them, they miss it. He came to restore. Restoration is you don't restore a building by building another foundation.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a powerful statement. Okay, go ahead, sir.
So William Branham had no new message. He did not have any new message other than bringing back what was lost. It belonged to us, the word.
Hallelujah.
And it lost. He did not come with anything new. I repeat, he did not come with anything new. If it is something new, then you will not call it restoration ministry.
How?
Because he would have been building another foundation.
That's true.
You can't put up any building until there is a foundation. And that is why John the Baptist did not bring anything new. It is the way of the Lord that he came to make straight.
Just to answer a quick question, can you call it continuation if it's not restoration?
No, it's not even continuation.
Okay.
It is restoration. Because the work of continuation is the work of the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
So, at every junction of time, for him to continue his work, he has to set things in order so that he can continue the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So the vessel he uses, you know, to restore and position for his next move, now is the restorer, the restoration ministry. This is where many enter message followers. That is where they miss it. Forget the denomination. They are the reason that necessitated the restoration ministry, the confusion among the denomination. So you don't even expect anybody there to, what we are saying now, does it concern them? They look at us as some fanatics.
That's true.
You
That's
know,
true.
They look at us as some fanatics. They've attacked us Brahamites. But unknown to them that there is a great work that God is doing. As the soon coming of the Lord is at hand to bring us back to the original, there has been a deviation. And in one of the ministries, or the very ministry he used, because we shall always have a lead ministry that leads and others follow. They followed Luther, Martin Luther, out of Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And the followership continued. He handed over the baton to Wesley. He handed over the baton to William Seymour. The three works of grace that were scattered according to that parable in Matthew 13, verse 33, was now being restored. And then, but there was no perfection yet. There had to be
a perfecting ministry.
We have to understand that. And dispensationalists, theological dispensationalists, they also miss this because they get too academic and too theological, you know, to enter the room of revelation. To see, you know, the application of that knowledge of dispensationalism. We have to catch it. So they miss it. We too, who are supposed to be people who are restored, instead of being restored to the Bible, it is another thing entirely.
You are a bit confirmed.
Now, I want to say something here.
Yes, sir.
You will discover that it is Jesus that said John the Baptist
was Elijah.
It is the disciples that understood that John the Baptist was Elijah. William Branham will not place himself. We, the followers, are those that we place William Branham.
This is a heavy statement.
The Elijah of our own time, because the pattern doesn't change. We are the ones that will place him.
Sir, let me rephrase your statement. In other words, if a man should come out and say, I am Elijah, we should just look at him.
No. A true person, a true servant of God will not say,
I am Elijah.
Remember, it was John the Baptist. They were expecting Elijah. He didn't say it's Elijah.
That's right.
Okay.
He just pointed his ministry.
Restoration ministry.
Yeah, forget the title you want to tattoo me. I am that prophet. I am the Christ. He quickly said, I am not that Christ. Are you that prophet? I am not. I am not. What are you doing? Stop. What he's actually saying is, stop placing me, but listen to me.
Could you also be to avoid
that? The emphasis was getting the people to listen to him rather than giving him a chieftaincy title. I am
Elijah,
this. I am Elijah. And that's exactly what I am busy doing too, if you observe.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I am more consumed with the goal I want to achieve than placing myself. Some of you have tried to give me some title. You know, I reject it with all vehemence. Because it's a distraction. It's a distraction. Are you not this? Are you not this? Then, Ramoses, you are an apostle.
Gideon.
Are you not this? Then you are Gideon. Are you not this? Then you are Elisha.
Aaron.
You are the only one that is closest to Brother Abraham.
Brother Aaron.
No, you're not Aaron. What? No, I'm not Aaron. No. You understand? You know, people are busy looking for titles.
Mm.
But you will not see them like that. Now, they push Will Abraham. They push Will Abraham to begin to go to scriptures. He kept telling them, didn't God promise this ministry at this time? He kept emphasizing that. What God promised, you know what you are seeing? And they are busy thinking that what God will promise is the blind is seeing. The cripples are walking.
Amen.
And that a prophet is in the lamp, pillar of fire, cloud, and all this one. What he promised is no miracle, signs, and wonders. What he promised is Elijah to restore all things. It's a restoration ministry. And until you come back to the Bible, you have not yet heard
Elijah's voice.
The voice of Elijah.
Okay. This is our pastor has spoken at length, and his statements are very weighty. I'm sure some people will be, what is this man saying? This man is saying something else. 502 years since the Reformation.
That's right.
Since the Protestant Reformation. And out of all the reformers, restorers, your choice for Elijah is William Branham.
If you have any other, bring them for comparison.
Okay. Okay, so it's all...
Because all others, they had common identification. They were Trinitarians. They were ordaining women pastors. They downplay one part of the scripture and held on to another.
Okay.
Baptism, a lot of carryover from Catholicism was found among them.
That's true. That's very true.
And so the original was not found until a man comes and said, no, you have to drop that. So, is there any other one that fought it? Let me know.
Sir, so you solely believe William Branham really restored, as in brought the complete meal that was corrupted?
That is the perfected ministry. And so we had that is the only ministry, and that is the only ministry you will follow that will give you a resemblance of what we see in the New Testament church.
But don't you think William Simon did it?
I mean, exactly what I want to ask, Brother Gabriel.
Now, the restoration of the gifts and the manifestation of the power, which is part of the gifts, but in placement. He believed that the Holy Ghost was the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues was the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Water baptism.
Now, you discover that he never touched the dress you wore. Whether you woman, you wear trouser or anything, he didn't go that side. Your own is just the manifestation.
They were coming from a holiness background.
That's true.
No, but okay. You see what they have produced today. They are all product of that revival. And
they were... They denominated also.
They also denominated. With every move we produce, that same denomination. And before you know what, headquarters and branches and all the things, and it kept decaying and decaying because the foundation was not right.
What if we say it is any of the prophets in our time, like T.B. Joshua?
Restoring us to what? T.B. Joshua, what is he restoring us for? Do they even baptize there? Do they teach anything concerning the coming of the Lord? They are just there exercising their gift. Nothing more than that. They have nothing to teach.
Oh my God.
No, there's nothing. They have nothing to teach. I mean, will somebody like that be a perfecting ministry and be selling anointing, selling water, and then all the things you watch them do?
Okay, 502 years since the Gentile Reformation, and Pastor Moses solely said that William Branham is his choice for Elijah.
And I'm not alone in this. We are many all over the world, millions all over the world.
And this is open for contention. He says if you have a better choice.
No, it's not theology.
That's right.
It's not theology. Mm-hmm. It's not open for contention. Show me one now. Okay. Show me one, and I will tell you why he doesn't qualify. All right. None can ever make that claim.
Okay.
And in this age, none has made that claim. Okay. In time past, they said one other person.
Yes, Alexander Dowie.
Alexander Dowie made the claim. You know, I said, yeah, he made the claim. Now, I never knew of anybody called Alexander Dowie.
It was before William Branham.
I'm just saying, I never knew him. That means his ministry had no effect.
That's true. No global effect.
There's no global effect. And what vindication did he have?
Other than he made a priestly robe for himself. You see,
and that is under the law, not under grace. So you see the confusion. So he was not qualified.
Okay. At any time, what's his name again? This pastor with the white hair, I can't remember. That is closer to Pastor Chris.
Benny Hinn
said the anointing of Elijah is coming on him.
No, it's because he doesn't know the anointing of Elijah. He will have known that the anointing of Elijah is for restoration.
Okay. And not for demonstration.
It's not for people to fall down. It's not for people to heal. Elijah's ministry was not a healing ministry.
Good question. Not under the fivefold, not the fivefold kind of ministry.
No! It's beyond the fivefold.
That's part of our question.
It's beyond the fivefold. He restores the prophet.
Wonderful.
He restores the apostles. Hey. Oh, you don't start with, there's no apostle.
In this generation.
In this generation. It's an error. for anybody to say he's an apostle. And I approve that. You can maybe let the viewers go to
You could get the message on the fivefold ministry. Okay. That's the title of that sermon. Mm-hmm. The fivefold ministry, where Pastor Moses answered the question about apostles. So if you're bearing the title apostle, please go and get that message. It will do you good.
You know, interestingly, many people had that message and they dropped that title. Yeah, they just they knew that you were misplacing your ministry. But I still say it again. It is this crave for title.
Position.
Title. Position. Title. Position. Let your ministry speak for itself. That's what John was saying.
Amen. In fact, I really, really love how you brought it out.
Yes.
You didn't make a claim. Okay. Elijah's ministry is beyond the fivefold ministry. You don't restore by building a new foundation.
No.
At all.
Since the Reformation, the only peak of Pastor Moses for Elijah is William Marion Branham. We'll take a short break and what will come
it's
back.
It's not only Pastor Moses. I'm not starting anything new.
Okay.
Because God's attributes
were
manifested to his bride in this last age.
Okay.
Not to Pastor Moses in this last age.
Okay.
We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For the original life, original Christianity.
Amen.
So it's not Pastor Moses propagating, presenting, projecting a man.
Okay.
It is what I met myself by those who were projecting him. I saw it. I heard what he said. I believed it. And it has not been controverted up to now.
All right. You've heard him yourself. He's not starting anything new. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be looking at this Elijah's ministry more and more. Stay tuned.